Scott Rodd from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Steve.
Fridays are when we talk about the week's business news, and on this Friday, we'll be discussing stories on two topics, malls and restaurants. Scott, which one do you want to start with?
I'll take Sacramento malls for 1,000, Steve.
All right. So, yeah, the Ghost Mall, that cluster of unfinished retail buildings that have sat dormant for years off of Highway 99 in Elk Grove. We got word this week that they're going to be demolished soon. Give us a refresher on the history of how this whole thing started.
About a decade ago, when it was dubbed the Elk Grove Promenade, the shopping center had lined up a series of notable tenants, including Target, Macy's, and JCPenney. Work had started on the mall, but came to an abrupt halt when the economy crashed during the Great Recession. Several years later, the property was sold to Howard Hughes Corporation, which announced it planned to build an outlet mall at the site. The company made some strides toward that goal, including unanimous approval from the Elk Grove Planning Commission for the project. And in 2017, the company sold 36 acres of the property to Wilton Rancheria Tribe for a $500 million casino, but little progress at that point had been made on the mall itself.
And there was an important milestone this past November. That's when the Howard Hughes Corporation's agreement with Elk Grove to develop the outlet mall at the site expired.
Right, and that narrowed their options for what to do with the property. The Business Journal had contacted Howard Hughes Corporation to learn more about the fate of the proposed mall, but never got a clear answer. Then earlier this week, the company told the city of Elk Grove it planned to demolish the partially constructed mall.
And Cap Radio spoke with the Wilton Rancheria Tribe about the demolition. They told us it wouldn't have any impact on their casino plans. In fact, construction is expected to start later this year. But it looks like there's still no indication of what will replace the Ghost Mall after it's leveled.
Yeah, according to the city of Elk Grove, the land is still zoned for a regional mall, but it could be rezoned for a different use. Howard Hughes Corporation is reportedly considering options for the property, which could include proposing new development concepts or just simply selling the property.
All right, on to restaurant news. The Business Journal reported this week that a taqueria and nightclub on K Street near Golden One Center called El Rey appears to be facing eviction from its landlord. What's the story there?
Well, when it first opened, El Rey, which is Spanish for the king, drew a lot of attention for its proximity to the new arena and its ownership group, which was made up of several notable Sacramento restaurateurs and Kenny Thomas, the former Kings basketball player. But the bar has apparently been struggling in recent months. In October, the Business Journal reported that Kenny Thomas and the other owners were in a legal dispute over ownership of El Rey. Then reports emerged that the restaurant was having difficulty paying its workers. Now, the owner of the building on K Street has filed a lawsuit against El Rey, seeking to evict the restaurant and recoup over $50,000 in unpaid rent.
Is there any way the restaurant could stay open?
After speaking with the attorney for the property owner, the outlook isn't so good for El Rey. The attorney said the property owner is intent on taking back the premises and terminating the lease. We reached out to Kenny Thomas, who now appears to be the sole owner of El Rey, but didn't receive comment.
And in Midtown, a popular fast casual restaurant chain called Halal Guys that planned to open at the Icebox development on R Street this summer apparently won't be opening there after all.
That's right, another landlord-tenant dispute to the disappointment of Mediterranean and Middle Eastern food lovers. The Halal Guys franchise and Icebox have been in a legal tussle for months. The franchise says they haven't been given access to the premises to set up, and Icebox claims the franchise owners failed to pay rent and secure the appropriate permit approvals to move forward. I spoke with the developer of the Icebox, Mike Heller of Heller Pacific, who said Icebox ultimately decided to terminate the agreement and is actively looking for a new tenant to fill the spot.
So that's one restaurant potentially closing in downtown and another planned restaurant falling through in Midtown. I think you owe us some news on an opening next time around.
I think that's only fair. I'll see what I can do for us, Steve.
All right. Thanks, Scott. That's Scott Rodd from the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.